Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I am in Cuba. Yes, I told you this was going to happen, and lo and behold, we are here on this island for the first time ever for yours truly. And I'm going to try to give you a backstage pass to what it's like to visit this new island that's accessible now to U.S. citizens through various categories. They're pretty broad now. You know, it's been kind of opened up. There's still quite a few hoops you got to jump through, but we've done that, and I'm here with, you know, the guy I travel with whenever I have the opportunity, and of course I'm talking about Neil Watson, the dive god. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg, I'm telling you, you know, over the past 18 years, we've had some pretty outrageous adventures together. This is the pinnacle, dude. This place rocks. What a neat place.
Yes. Now, we've only spent about, well, not even 24 hours on the island so far. And what I'm going to do is record a show throughout the next few days and try to give you an idea of what we experience here. And then maybe you might want to come down and join us next time we head down this way. We're already making plans because after what we experienced last night in the city of Havana, as soon as we got off the airport, was quite a spectacle. The cultural exchange was definitely going down last night in Havana. You think there, Neil?
You know what? There's a lot less Havana rum and Cuban cigars in this place, man. I tell you, Havana was absolutely unbelievable. I have literally traveled the world. I mean, around the world, and you would be hard pressed to find any place as uniquely different from any other culture in the world as you are 45 minutes from South Florida. I mean, it's amazing. You land, and it is another world, and an incredibly unique, diversified world it is.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing is, you've seen videos, you've seen the pictures of these classic cars that Cuba is known for, but I'll tell you what, I was still pretty shocked at what I saw. It literally was like going back in a time warp as soon as we pulled out of the airport and cruised down into Havana. And then when you get into the downtown area, I mean, it is amazing architecture. I mean, it's a combination of like London Baroque type stuff, all this classic, like Jekyll and Hyde or something, you know, when you're walking down the streets at night. But then you'd hear this island music, and they have no PA, but it sounds like they do. The people sing without microphones, and it's just everywhere, all over. And of course, the scent of cigars is waffling through the air. And I mean, it's just amazing. We're going to talk more about that. But we got our leader of our little group. We got a little four-man crew here, but we are led by a guy named Yol. Yol, how you doing?
Hey, Greg. Good. How are you doing?
Yes. Now, Yol is our master of ceremonies. He's also probably the guy kind of keeping us out of jail. Is that what the deal is, like bail bondsman here in Cuba?
Yes, that's pretty much the deal.
And he's from South Florida, but he comes down here quite a bit because you got family down here, and that's kind of why you invited us, because you didn't know us that well and figured, well, what the hell?
Yes. I still have family here, mothers, brothers, sisters, nephews, nieces. And I used to come here like almost twice a year. So like a year ago, I started bringing Americans for people-to-people interactions.
Yeah, that's one of the categories, people-to-people. So if you know somebody who knows or has family on the island, you can travel here. So that's kind of what we're doing on this little mini trip. But there's journalism, there's cultural exchange, there's some like 10 big categories that are pretty broad that have definitely opened up travel down here to Cuba. It's still a little tricky, and you got to go through a travel company or representative like y'all here, and we'll tell you how to do that a little bit later on in the show. But I mean, are you jaded by what you see here in Cuba as far as all this stuff? Because this is unique. I mean, Neil has traveled around the world. I've been around a few places here and there, and I got to say, when you pull out of the airport, even when you get into the airport, it's kind of like, okay, there's something a little different here. I mean, I've never seen anything like this on any place I've ever traveled. It is truly unique. And you've been here many times. You grew up here, so are you used to it? Get old, or when we come around and we get so excited at what we see, does that kind of turn you on a little bit too, in a good way, in a man to man friendly, we're secure with our manhood kind of way?
Yes, it's like I like to show the people the difference in Cuba. Like, it's have a little bit for everybody. Like, if you like diving, if you like hiking, if you like culture, history, it has a little bit of everything for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not about the diving here. We haven't even dove yet, and I would come back after just what we've seen so far in downtown Havana. Food was great. Just the architecture, just the city there. It's you called it like Cuba Central Park.
Havana Vieja. It's La Habana Vieja and Central Havana.
And they have these big, massive museum-looking structures with, I don't know, it kind of reminded me a little bit of some streets of London, of all places. Is that kind of just my twisted view, or what?
No, it is, yeah. It has different types of architecture. Spain is a big influence.
Which I haven't been to, so maybe I'd probably think it was closer to Spain. And now someone's just walking down the street with, I don't know, what is that?
Selling bread and fruits.
Bread and fruits.
Picking up some cans.
It's your delivery?
Yes, and it's picking up cans for recycling, too, also.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, everybody does a little bit of everything here in Cuba, and it's cool, and everyone's real nice. You know, we've just been, welcomed into everyone's home. We're staying at a cool little, this is kind of like a bed and breakfast kind of thing is the best way I would describe it. Is that what it would be called here in Cuba, or two, or what?
Yes, it'd be called a hostel, like a hostel.
Hostel, okay. So we're under, we're, like, captive?
No hostage, no. But yeah, it's a private house. The family lives in the first floor, and the second floor have six rooms that they rented out to tourists.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of a neat property we got here at this particular site. What's it called again?
It's called Brisas del Mar in Guanabo.
Which means what?
It means sea breezes.
Yeah, because we're right on the water. I mean, one way you look off, you see the ocean, and the other side there's like almost a farm, and then there's a bar down the street. It's quite a mix of activities and scenery around here. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you can see lambs and goats and cows, and the other side is the ocean and the beach, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, and they fix you up a nice little breakfast, and the accommodations are real nice. But it's unique. That's what's kind of cool for me, someone like Neil and myself that have been around a little bit and seen some of this stuff. We're always looking for something different, especially to pass the time on our surface interval. And I got to tell you, so far what we've seen, and we've just scratched the surface, haven't we? We're getting ready to go on a road trip. The gang's going on a road trip. Is that right?
Yes. We're leaving now. We're going to go for a 3 hours and a half ride to Pinar del Rio, Maria la Gorda.
Okay, and that's where the diving is. So we're going to do a little diving there, but on the way there, we're going to stop off at maybe a cigar factory or tobacco farm or something, and God knows what else we're going to get into. Now, let's talk about our crew. I mentioned Neil. We got Yol, our leader. We got Mahmoud here. Mahmoud, come here. Talk to me just a bit here, because he works with Guy Harvey and the Guy Harvey Foundation and Institute, and you do shark research and all kinds of crazy stuff, right?
Right, it's shark research, it's coral reef research, it's billfish research, and I run the Guy Harvey Research Institute, which is at Nova Southeastern University.
Yeah, and you've traveled quite a bit, too, and what we saw last night, you seem to be enjoying the festivities more than anyone, if not, he was up there doing the salsa thing and sampling the daiquiris there with Ernest Hemingway's statue. I mean, that was pretty unique, wasn't it?
You know, you're right. I've traveled all over the world, just like Neil has, and as Neil mentioned, it's, you know, we're 90 miles away from Florida, and it's completely unique. And the music was fabulous. I mean, you know, you hear about amazing music coming from Cuba, but I never experienced it directly firsthand. Essentially every restaurant or every other restaurant, at the very least, had live music, acoustic music with those famed Cuban rhythms.
Yeah.
And I...
No PA either. Well, yeah, you were up there jamming, and I was taking some pictures. Mark Ellard, we're going to talk to him a bit. He's kind of like our... I don't know, he's the reason we need Yoel as a bail bondsman. You hear what I'm saying?
That's right. We have to keep an eye on Mark, for sure.
I thought it was going to be Neil. Now I'm not so sure. You know, put these two together, we got trouble. You're going to hear from Mark here in just a bit. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, you were dancing. You were just soaking up the whole atmosphere and the experience. And that's really what a cool place like this is all about, is, like, seeing something new and having that exchange. And I could tell you were having a blast.
I was having a terrific time. You know, I didn't know I could move my hips like that. It was wonderful.
These hips don't lie, or something like that. All right, so we're going to learn more about what he does for Guy Harvey. But let's talk to Mark, because Mark was definitely rounding up the troops last night. It was our first night here on the island, and he was ripping it up and leading it. You ready to take this crew to a whole new level there, Mark, or what?
Everything is possible.
Yes, so stick around. We got more coming up from Cuba right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. Dan provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a Dan membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits Dan offers by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We gotta.
Get down,
gotta.
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 Get down.
Oh, no.
Gotta.
Gotta. Gotta. Get
down.
Gotta. Gotta. Gotta.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Cuba. I'm literally on this forbidden fruit island of Cuba with my good buddy the Dive God. How are you, buddy?
Man, this place rocks. How beautiful. I mean, look at that ocean. I mean, flat, clear, warm. Don't get much better than this.
Yeah, you know, we were hanging out at our little abode, little bed and breakfast thing. We had our breakfast. We've hopped in a, I don't know, well, that was a Pontiac 1957 something or rather. What was that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's 50 something.
Yeah.
You know, when you land in Havana and get off of the plane, it looks like you're in the world's biggest vintage car show. Every one of the cars are like vintage 40s and 50s American cars. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. And some are just pristine. They look like they came off the showroom floor.
Yes, it is impressive and kind of bizarre. You know, you've probably seen this stuff online. You've seen pictures, you've seen video, TV segments, whatever. But until you get here and witness this firsthand, I'm telling you, you just haven't experienced it. It's truly remarkable. So we hopped in the car. We drove south from Havana. About 3.5-4 hours. We had a little stop off. There was a tobacco farm, and we met a nice little farmer guy. And he, I don't know. He let us partake in quality control. I guess that's about as politically correct as we can say it. Is that right?
I would say that he had just hand rolled some cigars, which in the States, you know, you couldn't buy for any price, and they were $3 for $5.
Yeah, I don't know what the prices are because I think everything's supposed to go to the government and we're not really supposed to say. So we'll just let him off the hook. But Mark Ellard actually is smoking one right now at the bar. What do you think, Mark?
Well, I would say it's way up there on a scale of 1 to 10, double digits, 20, 25.
Very nice. It doesn't get much better than smoking a Cuban cigar in Cuba, does it?
Well, we were laughing about smoking hand-rolled cigars and then we stopped ourselves and realized that every cigar in Cuba is hand rolled, and it does not get any better. We're drinking 15-year rum, and we're looking at the sun going down here on the west coast of Cuba. No, sir, not any better than this.
Absolutely, yeah. So this resort that we stopped off on, this is the place where we're going to dive, and there's a marine park here. And I got to tell you, you know, I was saying the bed and breakfast place that we were staying at last night in Havana was really cool and very quaint. This is a much bigger property than I expected, Mark. So we came out here, we've just got here, and of course we went straight for the bar. And we got our 15-year, this is 15-year Havana Club, am I right? Yep.
We got it.
Smooth.
Very smooth, very smoky. It's perfect complement to the cigar and a sunset.
There you go. So we are here at the bar, and actually we got to get Yol here. So Yol, the name of this property is what?
It's Villa Maria La Gorda.
Villa Maria La Gorda.
It means Villa. The Fat Mary.
The Fat Mary. So our Mary the Fat.
Exactly. Mary the Fat Village.
Okay, so we're going to find Mary and then hang with her, have some more Havana Club and some cigars, and then it's salsa time and God knows what else, right?
Yes, right.
And then tomorrow we're going to actually dive.
Yes.
So this is the place where people come to dive in Cuba. I mean, you literally have to drive a while or get to the other side of the island when you fly into Havana. But I got to tell you, this blows me away. I did not expect it to be this big, real nice. I mean, we're in a lobby area by the pool and the check-in and the bar, of course. And this is really nice. It's open air. It's cool. The sun's getting ready to set. We got a 4-mast sailboat right, you know, anchored off the coast. So the scenery is spectacular. Seas are flat calm. And they do like 3 dives a day. So we're going to go out and do some tomorrow is the plan.
2 dives a day tomorrow, yes.
Yes. So we're going to do this tomorrow. Of course, we'll cover that accordingly. But tonight, we just got to settle into our rooms. The accommodations are nice. They got everything you would expect at a nice hotel anywhere throughout the Caribbean. I thought we'd be roughing it a little bit. We're not roughing it at all, my friend. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, we're pretty good.
Yeah, so, you know, we got great accommodations, and we got our Cuban rum, we got our Cuban cigars, and the only thing missing is that we got some kind of PRC club or something that maybe by the end of the show will explain what Mark has come up with our little crew of troublemakers here on the island. But I don't know, we may not be able to say that till next week when we're safely through customs. You hear what I'm saying, Yol?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, once again, Yol is our bail bondsman and or tour guide here for our excursion through Cuba. So tonight, what have you rounded up for us? What do you think?
Tonight we have live music here in the lobby area on the bar. And they have.
Does Mary the Fat play?
I don't know. We may see some Marys and some.
we may see
too.
Someone sitting in. But the real story is that she was she was kidnapped by pirates back in the day, or did Mark just make that up in the ride over?
I don't really know, but I will find out right now, and I will let you know in the next time.
Yes, or we'll find her out on the dance floor tonight doing salsa and that kind of thing. Yeah, we're hopefully going to talk to the marketing lady here from the resort. And once again, the resort is called what?
Maria La Gorda.
Maria La Gorda. Mary the Fat. That's actually the name of the resort and the area. It's the same, right? Because this resort is run by what?
It's
run by the military.
Gaviota is the brand.
So what is it? Like the military folks here in Cuba go here for a little R&R? Or is it actually run by them? Is it for them? Or is it just for tourists? Or a little bit of everything?
No, it's just for tourists. But it's just run and managed by the army.
Got it. Well, they run a tip-top, a very nice hotel. If this is any sampling of how well the military does down here, I mean, hats off to them. I can't knock them. You hear what I'm saying? Not that that would be good to do while I'm here in Cuba and if I expect to get back home. But I got to tell you, so far we are having a blast. And you do this like you were telling me before, four times, five times a year, take a group down from the States and just give them a little taste of what Cuban culture is like, right?
Yes, right. I started like that. Now I'm coming almost like twice a month.
Twice a month. And but you don't dive that much, you were telling me.
Well, this is the first time that I come with a diving excursion.
Yeah.
And actually, I can't dive because I was born in Cuba. I need a special permit for the Coast Guard that I didn't get, of course. And I got to get it in Havana. So Cubans, Americans are not allowed to dive until they get that permit from the Coast Guard.
Really? Okay, so if you live here, you're not allowed to dive unless you get something from their Coast Guard. However, if we come down here and we show our PADI dive instructor card, dive open water, whatever, we're good to go.
You just need your passport?
They don't even check the dive cards, I checked out the dive shop. It looks pretty thorough. Everywhere else in the world except the United States come here, obviously, quite a bit. You see all the dive stickers from dive shops from all around the world, except the U.S. But we're trying to change that, so we'll see what happens. Keep listening. We got more to cover for our broadcast from Cuba next. Right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Kevin Keatley wasn't ready for me, or anything that followed. Chased by a police department, led by his ex-girlfriend, and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio, and enjoy the great outdoors.
Thank you.
back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm in Cuba with the Dive God, with the folks from Guy Harvey as well, rounding on a crew, Mark Ellard, who is like the big cheese, Big Kahuna, Guy Harvey Inc., something like that. What's the official title, Mark?
No negative. I am president of Guy Harvey Outpost Resorts.
Okay, well, then I wasn't even remotely close.
Well, you had Guy's name in there.
But I bought you a 15-year Havana Club, so that counts for something, doesn't it?
I guess that means I'm going to have to buy you another one.
No, no, not at all. I was just being generous because I knew I'd screw up after having a couple of these cocktails. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, nobody's taking any notice of those screw-ups, other than your audience, perhaps.
Yes. Yeah, mom, dad, you know, that's about it. So, all right, so we're here in Cuba, and Mark is kind of heading up our crew. I thought the Dive God would take the, you know, lead on this, as Yoel, our bail bondsman, keeping our crew out. We're kind of calling it like a club we developed, or this is a new communist party or something, or you've come up with, or what, Mark?
Well,
what do you think?
Well, we know it's all about party, and it's about rum, and it's cigars, and we'll throw a little diving in there on the side. And we certainly know from our host here that there's so many other aspects of touring around Cuba, and we hope to come back and take advantage of all of them. And tomorrow, of course, we'll splash, and we'll find out firsthand how great the diving is.
Absolutely. So, you know, they have, like, the PCC. Is that what it is, the governor, the, yes, the party here? Y'all? So ours is going to be what, PRCD?
PRCD, party,
people,
rum.
Oh, party.
Well, people, yeah. party, rum, cigars, and diving.
We, there you go.
That's,
I like
a
it.
Good start.
Yes, so this will be the new party in Cuba. We're going to see, you know, it's either going to be a changing of the guard here in Cuba or an international incident. I don't know.
No, we're not going to have any international incidents. We're just going to try to drink all the rum that they ever made here in Cuba and get it done between now and tomorrow morning at 8:30 on our first dive.
It's all about setting goals. It is with this crew for sure. So we're going to cover it as best we can and stir up the, you know, a little bit. But that's just what we do when you're in Cuba and, you know, you're doing a show, you're taping it. It won't air till we're well back into the United States. That's the plan. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick it with, and he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man, and he's doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man, doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man,
scuba diver man,
scuba diver man,
scuba diver man,
scuba diver man.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? I am Greg the Dive Master. I am in Cuba with the Dive God, Mr. Neil Watson.
Take it, Scooby-Doo.
And you could call him that if you like, but we prefer the Dive God. You're having fun here in Cuba, though, aren't you?
Oh, man, this is unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what a difference between, you know, Havana and Maria del, wherever we're at.
Maria the Fat.
The Fat, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Maria the Fat. No, yeah. It's amazing. I mean, the water is absolutely beautiful.
We just did our first dive.
Yeah. Spectacular caverns, caves, beautiful coral heads, healthy coral, clear water, warm water. Hey, it doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely.
That beautiful boat, too. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Beautiful. They really got really nice equipment.
Any boat at any upscale destination in the Caribbean. For
absolutely.
Sure.
And, you know, we're going to talk about what we saw underwater, but obviously we got to talk about some of the other folks that are here at the resort that we're diving with. I made a new dive buddy friend after our dive, and on the surface interval back to the shore, you know, we just did one tank. It was Stephanie. How are you, Stephanie?
I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine.
And you are from?
Germany.
Germany. First time to Cuba yourself,
first
I guess.
Time, yes.
Yeah. So what drew you to this particular resort from your part of the world? What do you think it was?
It was amazing. It was just amazing. The water is blue.
It's really blue. It's clear, and you can swim through things and meet folks from other parts of the world. But when you were in Germany, what drew you to this part of Cuba, or Cuba in general? Was it, because it's a different vibe you have in Germany. You guys have always been able to come here, right?
Yes, we were able always to come here, and it's
Is it on the list?
What?
You have a list of places you want to go, and this was one of them?
Yeah, definitely, because of salsa and the music.
The salsa, that's what drew you to Cuba.
I love it.
Yeah, you like to do the dance thing. And so you've come here to Cuba, and you're spending, you were telling me on the boat, like 3 weeks or something?
3 weeks, yes.
Yes?
30 days.
And just, you'll spend a few days here at this resort?
Yeah, just 2 days.
And do you know what it, Maria La Gorda means?
Yes, I just came here for the diving. Just for the diving.
Right, but what does it translate to?
The translate?
Yeah, Maria La Gorda. Maria the Fat.
Yeah, the Fat Lady.
The Fat Lady, okay, it's a Fat Lady.
I mean,
I was told it's Maria the Fat. I'm like, well, that seems kind of weird, but okay.
I think because of the man.
He called her that?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't doubt that. She's looking at me like, yeah, it was probably you. All right, so, but you had fun here on the dive, and you've already done a couple dives, and then you're going to head.
Just two dives.
Just two dives, and you're going to be here for how long?
We're leaving tonight.
Yeah, and then heading to some other part of Cuba.
Las Terrazas, yes.
Well, what do you expect to see there?
Beautiful nature, beautiful landscape, and the forest, and...
A lot different than Germany?
Different in Germany.
Yeah, I mean, a different vibe. This is totally different than Germany, isn't it? I haven't been to Germany, so
no,
but I'm guessing it's
there.
Very
beautiful.
It's on my list. You know, I've added it to my list.
Really beautiful.
Now you're traveling with some friends. How big a group?
Just with one friend of mine.
One friend, and where is she? Is that the girl you were standing by?
Yeah.
She ran for the hills as soon as I started recording, didn't she?
Yeah.
She left you in this shark feeding frenzy.
Yeah.
So have you dove all around the world, and or is this kind of new for you as far as the diving thing? Or?
No. I started diving in 2007, and from then, yeah.
And so do you dive in Germany?
Twice in a lake, but it wasn't that spectacular.
You'd prefer to come to a place like Cuba.
Yeah, definitely.
So where else would you, where do you typically go? Is there a place near Germany or that's easily accessible, like in Florida, where we're based out of? We may run over to the Bahamas or now Cuba.
We're going to Egypt, for example.
Yeah.
It's really nice there.
Do the Red Sea thing?
Yeah, the Red Sea.
A live aboard or land-based operation?
Land-based.
Yeah,
land-based.
You've been there a few times?
Yeah, a few times.
On a scale 1 to 10, what would you rate it?
The what?
A scale of 1 to 10.
9,
which doesn't mean the same.
I think 8.
8?
It's 8.
Give it an 8. Okay, good. And you haven't been here long enough to really know what the diving's like.
But
are you going to dive?
My first part is Australia.
You like the Great Barrier Reef.
And the Ningaloo Reef.
And the what?
Ningaloo Reef. It's on the west coast.
Yes, okay. Yeah. I'm not even going to... attempt to say that, but I know which one you're talking about. It starts with an N.
So what?
Just play along.
Okay.
That's fine. So so Australia is on your list. Here in Cuba, are you doing some more diving around the island, or was this the main part of your diving excursion for a couple
done
weeks?
One dive on Cayo Levisa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's on which side of the island?
It's in the north.
Okay. So, and then have you been in Havana already or no?
Yep, 2 days.
2 days. What did you do in Havana?
Touristic trip and.
Like have a cocktail or two,
and yeah,
meet Ernest Hemingway at the bar, and have a daiquiri at that one Floridian thing,
and salsa dancing,
and salsa dancing. Yeah, I saw a lot of that. We're gonna go back and do some more of that tonight, and report back what we can, you know, do back in the States without being deported and stuff. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She gets it. It's universal language. Now your friend's back. What's her name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie? Wait, Stephanie, come on over here. Talk to me.
Her name.
Oh, wait, you're
Julia.
Stephanie.
I'm Stephanie.
Yeah,
I'm
Julia.
Julia.
See, I get it all mixed up.
Hi.
Julia, hi. Welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Thank
now, you're not a diver, right?
No.
So you're just along the ride. You're here. You're like her better half, or to keep her safe if she gets in the water and doesn't come back.
I was snorkeling.
You're
snorkeling, yeah.
Well, that counts. You're a diver if you're snorkeling, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Are you tempted to put on a tank and go down and see what Stephanie's seeing or no?
No. I wouldn't go down. I'm too afraid of the deep.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it? Sharks? What do you think?
No.
What are you afraid of?
What I'm afraid of?
Yeah.
Of the deep. I don't like being underwater.
You just don't want to have anything above you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's
like,
fair enough. Are you trying to work on her and talk her in?
Definitely.
You got to just take some pictures and show her some pretty pictures, and that'll entice you to go, like, okay, I'll get over this fear, jump in the water, see what's down there. You're tempted somewhat, right?
Maybe next time, maybe. Yeah.
So have you guys been traveling around? I mean, is this a first first-time trip, or you guys travel around a lot together?
It's our second trip together.
Second trip?
Yeah.
And so the overall goal of this is first time for you in Cuba as well, right?
Yeah.
So what did you want to see here? What did you have expectations of what you thought you might see here in the island or on the island?
No, my expectations were very low.
You had low expectations?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, because I don't like to be surprised badly.
Yes. So okay, surprised badly. Okay, I gotcha. That'll translate somewhat. I get it. But yeah, you just want to be impressed easily.
Yes,
how about that?
Yes, that's it. And, yeah, and it works. Yeah.
So the diving thing, you were telling me that you actually went into the interior of the island, did some horses and things too.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So it's up in the mountains someplace? Where
yeah,
was that?
Definitely. It was in Vinales.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so Vinales, what do you think about that, Julia?
It was beautiful. It was one of the best places I've ever been on the whole world, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
So is this a place where they got waterfalls and stuff too? Because Joel, our guy, said they do have that on the island here someplace.
Soroa, on the way to Vinales, yes.
Yeah. So on the way there, they have some waterfalls, but you didn't see that where you were.
Not yet. We will go tonight.
Were you hiking up in the mountains too?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So is that the main thing you do? You kind of hang out in your place and then go take a hike around and enjoy nature, horseback riding, and then at night have a margarita, or I don't know, what do they drink?
Pina colada,
and then it's salsa dancing till breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you a big salsa dancer too, Julia?
What? Sorry.
Salsa dancer.
Oh, no.
You're learning? Honest, is that one of the things on the list this week to learn how to salsa dance while you're here in Cuba?
Yeah, I tried. I tried a little bit, and the guys are very nice. They teach you. Yeah.
What about you? You're an expert salsa. Yeah. You're so into it. You just love it, right? She just looks at me and says, I want a salsa. That's all I'm here for.
I'm addicted to salsa dancing.
Yeah. That's the thing, huh? So what about food-wise? What have you liked so far most-wise that you've tasted here in Cuba? Anything local?
Yeah, the fish, the beans,
fish, beans, and rice.
Kind of
the Caribbean staple.
It's good.
Yeah.
And bananas and fruits, fresh fruits.
Yeah. So that's all kind of unique for you guys. You don't get a lot of that in Germany or fresh like that, what they have here, I guess,
the
right?
It's not that fresh, no.
Yeah. It's all like brats and beer, right? That's not fair.
That's
so fair. Typical thing of what an American would say, right, Julia?
That's it.
Yeah, see, I know. I'm used to this, so you just kind of go with it. But, you guys have a great vacation, and thanks for talking to us and sharing your story. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you can tell them about Scuba Radio, or how would you say Scuba Radio in Germany?
Tauchradio.
Okay, I'll go with that. Tauch Radio, it is.
Tauch Radio.
Okay, Radio. It'll never go.
Good.
It just isn't going to work in Germany, but it'll work here in Cuba, and that's where we're at. All right, more from Cuba coming up with, who knows, more salsa dancers, divers, God knows who else. The Dive God, Mark, Joel, we got our PRC crowd, and you can come along for the ride next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI. the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I heard a show.
I heard a show.
On the radio.
On the radio.
Where divers speak about.
Where they speak about.
What's in the sea.
What's in the sea.
Now I know.
Now I know.
It was the first.
It was the first.
Show devoted.
Devoted.
To diving.
To diving.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
That's right.
Scuba Radio.
Everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Yes.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
Get down.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It's the day after. Yes, the last time I spoke to you, that was before another cigar, a couple Havana clubs, and I don't know, a show. We had a nice dinner. We were hanging out in Havana. There's a slight pain throbbing out of my forehead right now, but I'm having a good time. And we're back at the name of this place again is Y'all What?
Brisas del Mar.
Right. So this is the first property that we were hanging at. And then we went over to the coast and did some diving. We'll talk about what we saw underwater. We spoke with the dive masters and stuff there at the resort. And that was spectacular. But I'm going to have to go back in chronological order or have momentarily, flashbacks from last night. Because, things are a little fuzzy right now. You hear what I'm saying? That's a typical, morning after type of vibe after a night in Havana. Am I right, Joel?
Yeah, that's completely right.
Yes. They had dancers up on a stage. They had a DJ. They were working up a sweat. But once again, we'll get into that in hour two of the big show because I want to talk to one of the locals. Now, what is your name? Nombre?
Himagua.
Himagua. Okay. So that sounds like a Star Wars character, but it means what, Yol?
It means that he's a twin. So they call
he's
him
a twin. You're a twin. You have another one. Another person. Looks just like you. Yes. So help me out here, yo. Let's talk to Inagua. No, that would did I say? Imagua. Okay. Yeah. I got it close enough? Yeah, okay. That's see, I can screw up in all languages. So it's a good thing. So tell me, Joel, what does he do exactly around here?
He owns another property that I have for rent to on the beach. ¿Cómo se llama la casa donde vive? ¿Cómo el nombre que tiene para rentar?
Yo rento a cubano.
Oh, okay. He rents just for Cubans, and he doesn't rent to tourism.
Okay, so it's like a Cuban bed and breakfast, just for the locals.
Exactly, just for the local Cubans. Yeah.
And so the place we're at is for folks like us that want to come visit the island and do it, but it's kind of like a little quaint place. They only got about, six rooms here or thereabouts? Or they can accommodate up to, 6 to 10 people maybe, right?
Yeah, that's 6 rooms, and they accommodate probably per room, 2 people. They have this kitchen living room in the middle and between 2 rooms, and they can put a bed there also if needed.
Yeah. And now, what about Inagua? How big? How big is his resort, you think? Just one room?
Yes, just one room.
You fit in, 10 Cubans in that one room? Is that how it works?
¿Cuánta gente tú rentas cabe en esa habitación?
Dos. I got that much. Okay, so 2. All right, so he has a small little resort. What does he think about folks like us coming to visit his island? You'll help me out here with Inagua.
Mi casa es más grande, ¿no? Pero mi casa tiene 4 habitaciones, pero yo las otras las dejo con mi esposa. que está aquí de visita vive afuera en Miami.
He's like, get them out of here now. Send them back to Miami. That's what I got,
vive
yo.
En Jacksonville y el otro vive en Filadelfia.
Yeah. He just cursed us out in no, Cubano, no?
No, he's explaining what happened with his house. Like, yeah, his house has four rooms, yeah. And his wife is in Miami. So she sent him money to fix the house and make it ready for him to have a small business here. So he rents his room to just live out.
Tres norteamericanos. Yeah.
He has three grandchildren that live in
US. In Miami. Yep. Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right. And he's back here, trying to make some money and run this little bed and breakfast. Does he want to go to the States himself too, or he wants to bring them back? Or do you know?
Do you want to go to the States to Estados Unidos también, or quiere que te quedes aquí mismo?
No, estoy yo aquí.
No, he said that he doesn't want to go to say he's fine here. He's happy.
He's fine. He's good here.
Visita para acá.
Yeah. He goes over there to visit, but he comes right back.
Yeah. Why would you want to leave paradise, right? Exactly. But what does he think about us coming and seeing folks like us? Because we're a rare sight, at least folks from the U.S. like us.
¿Qué te parece? ¿Qué tú crees de esto de los americanos viniendo ahora aquí de visita, esas cosas?
Ah, que está muy bien, que es muy bueno que se establezcan las relaciones. Estoy de acuerdo muy bien con eso porque así nosotros mejoramos y esas cosas.
Yeah, a little nutty, but they're people too. That's what I got.
He thinks that he's very happy because that way they can increase their life expectancy, like they can live better, a little better. Because if only more tourists come in, and he's very happy that the relationship between the two countries is getting better.
Yeah. So just bring up the status for everybody. The more more folks that see what they got here and want to come, that'd be better for their economic setting here on the island, I guess, right, y'all?
Exactly. Yeah, they will be able to increase, the profits in the business because Cubans. They I don't know. Let me ask him. ¿Cuánto cobras para los cubanos? ¿Cuánto vale para que
hacen? Normalmente se le cobra cuando tú rentas cubano, le cobra 100 pesos, 150 pesos cubanos el día. Sí.
Yeah, they charge more or less for Cubans, like 100 Cuban pesos, that would be like $4 a day or something like that.
Wow.
So it's a big difference when they have all the accommodation for Americans or another tourist, and they can charge $60.
Yeah.
Night,
Well, so should you come here and try to act like a Cuban? You think I could could I pull that off, y'all?
I don't know. You might try.
Can he tell I'm American just by looking at me?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's like kind of goofy, walks around kind of awkwardly, that kind of thing.
They were pretty well. Hey, this guy with the white beard, he might be a Viking or a Cuban.
Yeah, a Viking or a Cuban. All right, Santa, you like Santa? Santa, yeah, me? No, look like Santa. Yeah. Okay, he likes the beard. Yes, okay, go for the more of a ZZ Top look, I think, is what he's saying. Okay. All right, well, like I said, we're having a cultural exchange here, and that's what I expected of Cuba, as well as some of the diving that we experienced. We're going to talk about that in hour two, and we're going to go hit the town and bring you along. So stick around. Hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving live from Cuba is coming up next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.